Sammy's Sabbath Dilemma by Stacy A. Heaps, based on a true story. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. You be good and mind your aunt and uncle, Dad said. Sammy gave his dad a big hug and then gave his mom an even bigger one. I will, he promised, waving goodbye as his parents left for a weekend out of town. Sammy was happy to be spending Saturday and Sunday at his cousin Joey's house. There were so many fun things to do. There were board games and video games. There was a swing set, a trampoline, and a barn with a loft. Playing in the loft was Sammy's favorite thing. Sammy had a great time. He and Joey played catch in the morning. After lunch, they bounced high on the trampoline and soared even higher on the swing set. Later in the afternoon, they played hide-and-seek in the barn. For dinner, they had Sloppy Joe's, Sammy's favorite. After dinner, Joey and Sammy watched one of their favorite movies and then fell asleep in the family room. The next morning, Sammy enjoyed going to primary with Joey. Brother Clark, the CTR 5 teacher, was kind. Sammy liked hearing the stories in the lesson. After church, the boys changed their clothes. "What should we do now?" Sammy asked. Joey thought for a minute. "What if we play at the park? Or we could watch a movie or take turns riding my bike. Or we could play video games. Well, what would you like to do?" Sammy wondered what to say. None of those activities seemed like the best ones for Sunday. Sammy's parents had taught him that the Sabbath was a special day that should be different from other days. But his parents weren't here, and he didn't want to offend Joey. Maybe it would be okay. Joey's mom and dad must think so. Sammy decided to tell Joey that all the ideas sounded fun. He started to form the words, but he just couldn't say them. He knew it wasn't right. "What if we color the pictures we got in primary today?" he asked instead. "Then maybe we could draw pictures and send them to Uncle Nick on his mission in Chile." "Yeah, I guess that sounds pretty fun," Joey agreed. "Let's go get my crayons, and we can color at the kitchen table." Sammy gave a silent sigh of relief. He knew that Mom and Dad would be pleased, and he was glad that Joey wasn't upset. But most important, he knew that Heavenly Father was happy with his choice. That was what really counted. End of the story, Sammy's Sabbath Dilemma by Stacy A. Heaps.